This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, we're live. So hello everyone. Nick Chanzov here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I thought I'd put a nice podcast together regarding some, you know, how to drive confidently and without any anxiety, since I actually overcome anxiety. What kind of strategies can we use to overcome anxiety? And here with me, I've got Kenny L, and we're talking. Kenny has asked me to help him out with some anxiety while he's driving, and he's a fairly new driver, and so we're just having some fun talking about this exciting cause. Kenny has been on the road for about 10 hours, and at the moment he's been exposed to the highway. Kenny, how does that feel for you if you're driving in the middle lane of the highway?
It's a little bit stressful.
Yeah, cool.
Cars in the road.
Yeah, so, you know,
trying to get used to it.
Trying to get exposure. I think one of the things that, if you don't mind, I'm going to assist you come to the left lane. Together we will do it without too much anxiety. Check your mirror head check and accelerate a little bit into the lane. You caught up to you, Kenny. You should have pushed the accelerator. Push harder. Well, now it's not letting you. But you got to go a bit harder, faster. Got to push that pedal good. That's it there. And you checked the mirror and you swung your head, cool?
Yep.
So, yeah. So driving is not, you know, it's very stressful even for experienced drivers, yeah? So, but there are strategies that we can actually do. I think today's message is what are we doing? It's learning how to overcome anxiety in driving, and why is this so important to us, yeah? So what's one thing that, because we already had a chat before this, what was the one thing or two things that you can tell me how to overcome your anxiety in driving?
Planning and preparing scenarios before you're actually driving.
Yeah.
Right? And just thinking good thoughts and, like, praising yourself for the stuff you've done right on the road.
Yeah, we need that. So I think we mentioned that you can use some visualization to begin with before the driving, yeah? Visualizing is like looking and collecting all the good things you have done on the past. You know, like even before you drive, you can start a visualization technique. And just go back in your past in a timeline. Yeah. Travel back to your timeline and think about, you know, things you've done. Like for moments, we know that I taught you a few methods how to visualize on some stencils. How to keep your distance from vehicles on a highway, like 4 seconds, yeah. And not to be driving someone's blind spot, and, you know, just having that knowledge, you know it, able to control it, be responsible for it, yeah? That kind of helps us, right?
Yeah.
So just visualization. And what happens when you feel your tension coming on in your driving? A lot of people, you know, I know a lot of people that, you know, have asked me to help them with highway driving. You know, we'd come up here and, you know, you can see the car's flashing by you, trucks behind you, you know, staying calm, distance. So if you had a set of rules and, you know, I think things will be, you know, become a bit easier. And just knowing, how does knowing the disciplines and practicing disciplines of highway driving help you with anxiety?
I mean, I feel like knowing like what to do really makes a sense.
Yes, that's right.
Right? Yeah. Building the habits
helps
me just pick the right decision, right? Faster. And that really reduces my stress.
That's it.
Really.
And what about, like, okay, so what happened? Now we go right here. Look at that sign, that red one. What about the anxious thoughts that come on with driving? A lot of people get freaked out because especially anxious people, they get distracted easy. They get distracted easy, and they have a million thoughts running at one time in their heads.
Yeah.
How do we overcome the distracting thoughts in our minds? You know, it's really stressful. And there's a lot of distortion, the body gets tense, you know, and therefore we have something called ruminating thoughts and tensity, extreme tensity of the body. When I'm asked to help someone with anxiety and driving, you can see their hands, they're grippy, they're not even coming off the wheel, and the circulation in their hands actually stops. The whole hand goes cold. Yeah, that's what happens, and they sweat. And that's okay, that's for beginners, right? Eventually they build their confidences up. But for anxiety folks, it's a little bit different. You know, they need some coping mechanisms or strategies. So I think tapping into past experiences, right, the good ones. Yeah. But let's go back to tension. What do you do when you're tense in driving? What can you do?
I take breaths, a big breath.
Breathing, yeah. You mentioned the sympathetic nervous system, the flight and fight senses, yeah?
Yeah.
That kind of happens, right? So you have to get into parasystematic, yeah, sympathetic kind of nervous system rather. That's through breath and relaxation, mind. That can help us kind of get relax and exercise the vagus nerves, and, you know, through breath and awareness. Yeah, I think road rules are cool. If I, you know, look at the mirror there, like if I just plan ahead instead of just freaking out on things, you're able to plan ahead, be more relaxed. And I think safe driving is about planning ahead, knowing what to do, and like let that car pass and then head check and indicate and then just go into the lane, yeah? Just do that sort of stuff, you know, one day pass your test with no anxiety. When you do driver's tests, you can actually get so nervous that you forget the detail. You lose memory, by the way.
Yeah.
I know that sort of time, even not just driving and anything, right? We lose our memory and then we make up stuff. I think I mentioned that in my last podcast. So we get right here. So I love the way you said gradual exposure, you know? There's something called creative tension, guys, creative tension. Well, every time we learn something new, doesn't matter what it is, there's a sense of creative tension going on, and which means that we need to overcome that. And folks with anxiety, they tend to not that I'm saying they don't understand that, but they don't know that. They're not aware of that. So knowledge and exposure is so important to know to overcome the anxiety. Okay, so you said deep breath and calming the muscles and, you know, the tensity. What about positive talk? That's really important for us. That's just a few. There's millions. There's about 20 other things we can do, 22 other things we can do. But tell me about positive thought before we go with the next one, release the next one.
Oh, I think it's great, honestly.
Self-talk.
Yeah, it helps my confidence, yeah, right? It allows me to, you know, not second-guess myself, right?
Uh-huh.
So when I get in a stressful situation, right, I kind of know what I have to do, I feel confident to do it, and then I execute it well, right?
That's right.
And I think that really helps with, you know, overcoming anxiety instead of extending the situation and making it more stressful.
Yeah.
I reduce the time, right? I act fast, and I'm less anxious.
Yeah, it's amazing how much control you can give that computer, the mind, to do tasks. Yeah. So either you let it run itself wild, you let it create your own shit. Sorry about the words, but it does create its own things. Actually, well spoken there, mate. But it does create its own. It's got its own imagination. It stimulates all the anxiety. It consistently gets, you know, it's overactive, right? it goes to its attention to everything and then fires up the nervous system. Cool.
Yeah.
Actually, it can actually overcook it sometimes, you know. And just relax. And I felt you're a little bit tense on that one. Cool. So when you're doing, just experienced drivers go really slow, ride the ride. Cool. That's okay. How did that feel for you? I mean, you felt you feel the tensity?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
But, I mean, get over it, right?
Yeah. Self-talk. Like, yeah, I understand I did that. I'm going to relax next time, stay calmer with that, yeah. Let's talk about visual success. What does that mean, to have a visual success? Taking, plucking things from the past and of the successes that you've had.
I feel like it's good to have like an image, right?
Mm.
Like something that you'd see on the road, yeah, right? More than once in like a drive. Mm. And then letting that remind you, let that be a symbol, right? Yeah. Of one of your previous successes. Right?
Yeah.
Really boost the confidence.
That's it. There.
Makes you really know that you can do it, right?
Yeah.
You've done it before and you can do it again.
That's it. Okay, I like that. It's a progressive muscle relaxation too. Practice relaxation technique is another one. Something, you know, like there's a lot of, on Inside Timer, there's a lot of recordings on, Inside Timer is a meditation mindfulness exercise podcast. One of the best things to you can drive and practice with. So it takes away the distortion, you know. It's best you select your own thoughts. And through mindfulness meditation and podcasts and other devices, you know, it takes your mind away. You just, what you do, then you kind of go on automatic on what you know and your confidence, you know, on driving.
Yeah.
So we can use stuff like that to positive stimulate, to stop the distraction of, you can go right at the lights up there. We're cool. Yeah, we've got a little bit more time to talk about anxiety and driving. Cool. It's important to really fine-tune as many disciplines or strategies we can come out in a short time here on this podcast with you. And I wanted to get in the car with you to talk this out.
Yeah.
To, you know, what you're feeling, how you're feeling. It's good for others to listen to, and, you know, you can, yeah, correct. Great work on the head check there and the indicator called MIB,
yeah? Yeah.
That's a certainty. Let's talk about driving. I mean, today you really got challenged. You went over the bridges. You went to city. How did that feel for you? You just only driving for about 8 to 10 hours. How did it feel to drive with the unknown?
Unknown. It gives you more to think about, right?
Mm.
And when there's more to think about, you know, it's like a big open realm. It's a bit scary, right?
It's scary, yeah.
So I feel like it's pretty, you know, it's pretty anxious, pretty nervous,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But once I started doing it,
yep,
I kept reminding myself that, you know, oh, I'm doing it right now, right? And I started getting more confident. And slowly, it's becoming more like second nature, right?
Yeah,
it feels.
Did you mind going after? Go now after they've stopped, yeah? Go, just get out. Just push through.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah, great. Now come back to that conversation. That was really important.
Yeah.
That's just some road rule. But it kind of launches again. If you know your road rules, you know you've done it many times, you can bank up, you know, back it up with your past experience and confidence, and you can lead those lives a certain way. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. When actually in Australia where we can go on an orange and red, as long as they're stopped before you go in. Cool. Or they allow them to go through the red light. Just something like that. Just a little bit of driving tech there. Cool.
Yeah.
As experienced drivers do. And without getting nervous about it.
Yeah.
And the only thing is we get nervous is of the unknown. So
yeah,
you don't know what to do when you speak out traffic like you've been exposed to at the moment. Exposure is the word, yeah? Well, you tend to get people tend to freak out in the middle of the junction. They don't know what to do. And then it's when they just hit the accelerator, they do wrong things, you know. There's so much going on, like you said. And if you haven't done this, it's very overwhelming, isn't it? You can go across if you mind. Yeah, you can go. It's all cool. If you allow him to stop, then he'll take the gap, yeah?
Yeah.
That's called hesitation. So, yeah, anxiety moments cause hesitation too, a reaction of that, and anxious moments, yeah? But if we're certain and we exercise and we practice, then we can do this with harmony.
Mm.
You can get ready if you want. Did you know that you can go to support groups on anxious driving support groups. You might even find them on Facebook or something like that, yeah? And some peeps can actually get into devices like, you know, you got a virtual driving car thingy. Well, you can actually set that up and pretend you get onto driving on the computer, then you take that into reality. It is some form of exercise, yeah?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back to mindful driving. There's a lot of podcasts out there. You can listen to podcasts or just to help you get your mind off your driving. But you just go back to what you've learned because you've got that. You're confident, you know, rather than getting over-exaggerated, you know, or catastrophizing, you know. A lot of time drivers, when they're just normal anxiety people or challenged, they over-catastrophize, they over-stimulate, they're caught in this loop of the loop, yeah? Thought loops. But unfortunately, that over-catastrophizing is where we lose it, yeah? Thinking the worst. So certain, you couldn't do better than self-talk, yeah? In self-talk, just thinking, yeah, come back to mindfulness meditation, just allows you to calm the nerve system down and not be so hung up on the sympathetic nervous system, it's highly strung up. So yeah, we can visualize ourselves before staying calm before we take the drive, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we can stay calm during the drive. And sometimes let's do a bit of breathing, because let's say how are you feeling say now? I'm okay, but sometimes I can feel tense. If I'm over exaggerating, what can I do? I'll go back to my breath. We can go take a few breaths together. Like you can do the 7-4-7 while eyes open though, yeah? So do that with me. In through the nose, feel the temperature of the nose, focus on your tip of your toe, plus the drivers. Now focus on the tip of your nose. And just what you do, breathe in through the nose. Right, we'll do a couple of different types of breath techniques just to get back to coming back to our parasystemic nervous system, relaxing our tense body, tenses in a body. So we can go in through the nose for 7 seconds, indicate, right, we're cool. Yeah, in just breathe through the nose like for 7 seconds in, right, holding for 4, exhale for 8, slow. Do this with me, in nose breath, in through the nose for 7, hold for 4. Exhale through the mouth, sigh out, smoothing all your body parts, give them intention, right? Already I feel good. How do you feel when you, yeah. We just did 2 breaths then. And there's another one we could use, it's called the fire breath, which is like in through the nose and out quicker. You can do the mouth or nose, doesn't matter. That kind of, I've got a blocked nose, but a few times that already, wow, right? Already you've just relaxed your body, your nervous system. You've gone into straight away oxygen, air, breath. Get rid of the tension on your body. Your muscles are relaxed and you're not driving like the Hulk, you know, like Hulk. When the Hulk gets mad, what does it look like? He grows, doesn't he? He gets green, right? But we need to get rid of the green man when we're driving with anxiety, right? So, yeah, so we can use breath exercises, right? Yeah, it's really important to. Another thing we can do, we can take a break. When you're feeling, you can get right up here on the traffic light. When you're feeling like super anxious, right? Just find a safe spot to park the car, right? There's no need for continuing because that just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Find that safe spot, pull into the curb somewhere safely. Hold on until you got, pick the far right lane. Hold on until you finally like, we can scan. All right, we've done that. Slow, break, especially if you use your brakes. Just relax. As soon as you put a brake on the car, you feel relaxed and in control.
Yeah.
If you don't have the brake and you're oversensitizing it, yeah, freaking out, anxious, caught up, you know, you kind of accelerate and do the wrong things. Cool. But we can just use the brakes for right, left, and use the brakes for left. That helps with anxiety.
Yeah.
That helps you become a better driver too.
I think just putting my foot on the accelerator, on the brake, gives
you a sense of control, protection, you know. I mean, the reason why you get anxious is because your brain thinks it needs a control or protect the environment, yeah?
Yeah.
environments and things, you know, activate our impulse and create the stimulus. Yeah, anything. And off goes the emotional center called the amygdala. Sorry, I can never get that word right. I'm kind of watching your drives at the same time. Oh, cool. All right. After this solid line, prepare a lane change, a safe one. Just check the environment. Look at the kids up there. And then I'll swing my head with you, cool?
Oh, nice.
Because I need to swing my head always too. It's fast. All right. You can go left at the first one just here, the lock shots. Yeah. We'll call it a day and wind it up. Well, mate, I hope that you have more techniques and strategies now to cope with, you know, anxiety and minimize the anxiety in driving. And because we definitely expose you to a lot of stuff and create the memory of that, yeah?
Yeah.
There's more strategies, but I think we'll just leave it at that. I think we've done a good job. We basically said the main common ones to help us with anxious driving today. So, Kenny, I just want to thank you for participating in this.
No worries.
I'm sure this is going to help a lot of people think about their anxious drive, especially those that are, you know, they really love to drive, but they find it really, really, you know, hard to handle, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if they just take three or four of those little strategies that we mentioned, I think things will be okay. And it's all just learned and practice and patience.
Yeah.
That's all we need to have. Yeah.
I think this talk really helped me out too.
Great. Thanks. Well, thank you for hiring me, you know, to help you out with anxious driving. Cool. I really enjoyed. Do you mind like lining up with that driver and parking the car side by side?
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.